The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault and Drew McNeil on MFR 2.
Welcome to this week's MFR Shinty Show. On this week's show, we'll look back at the Macaulay Cup final as Cas Athletic beat Newton Moore, and both sides have tricky games in the Premier Division this weekend. We'll speak to the new boys of the Premier Division next year, Kinlochshiel, and can Bute claim their place back in the top flight of Shinty? Alongside me, as always, Scotland coach and a man who has experienced one of the best golf courses in the Highlands this week, Drew McNeil.
Yeah, definitely. I had a fantastic day yesterday on the golf course. My father and my two brothers, and exceptional golf course. Recommend it to everybody.
You were out at Castle Stewart, out there. Will Luke Donald be worried about your scorecard?
My scorecard was good until I had three putts and a four putt. So apart from that,
it's not too bad. It's not too bad at all. Did you avoid the landslide on the first, or is that gone now?
Came back with the same golf ball I went out with.
Good. That's a good start. I went out Monday night and let's move on. Let's talk about the shinty. Drew, first of all, let's talk about the Macaulay Cup final. Newton Moore thought they had it wrapped up.
Yeah, Kyle's never say die attitude. They've proved it before in other games. I do think they are the fittest team that are going at the moment. They made some changes, to be fair. The management made some good moves, I think. Duncan Kerr coming back into midfield, getting a bit momentum and more ball, and I think it was a case of getting more ball. And once it got level, I always just felt, I did think it'd be extra time right enough, but yeah. Fair play to Kyles, fair play to them.
That never see die attitude, like you spoke about there, that's what's seen them through this season. You know, they really have battled away, and in a game when it's backs to the wall and everything's against you, it looks like Newton Moore are going to, you know, run away with that game and win it 1-0, not run away with it, but win it. They come out and surprise you and you know, fight to the end.
Yeah, and if Newton were watched that again, they'll say to themselves how they managed to lose that game, because early on I felt Kyles would come out and dominate, but that wasn't the case. Newton were dominated the midfield, the defence and the forward line. I thought it's a matter of time, but of course Kenny and Goals had a good game, as well as maybe some not great finishing from Newton Moore, but they'll be disappointed, because that was a game, it's quite often the case, look back in cup finals and that's one they should have won.
I think we've already identified over the number of weeks now that, and we've even heard from, you know, the Fort William camp and the King UC camp, and you know, they've, as the weeks have gone on, they've ruled themselves out of the Premier Division title race. We know it's now going to be between Newton Moore and Kyles Athletic. They, of course, still have to play each other in the Premier Division. Does that give Kyles Athletic that kind of edge over Newton Moore, having beaten them in those kind of circumstances?
Possibly. I'd always be delighted that, you know, they've managed to win two trophies this season. That's amazing. And they're still in the league long time, you know. And mm-hmm. Newton Moore have a distraction in the camera final as well. That is a distraction. You know, it doesn't matter how you look at it. They'll still be distracted. And perhaps if they lose the Scottish, they've only got the league to go for. It could be a negative at the end of it. You just never know. It's difficult. But Kyles have been solid all season.
Yeah, and that treble carrot is still available for Kyles.
Yeah, and a lot of home ties.
We'll touch on the Premier Division now. Kyles Athletic and Newton Moore both back in action. 2 points separate them in second and third, although Fort William have played three games more. Kyles Athletic on 21, Newton Moore on 19. Both have the same amount of games to play before the end of the season. And this weekend's fixtures see Kyles Athletic go to Camali.
Yeah, difficulty for Kyles, I suppose, is depending how well they celebrated last weekend. You know, they need to refocus, because going to Camali, we spoke about Camali, they're a good team, there's no doubt about that, you know. I just think Kyles will be switched on again, I would hope, and not let their side down, and you know, because it would be wasteful to lose 2 points at this stage of the season to
Camali. Who got a draw against King.
I mean, Camali are a good team, but you know the Kyles really, if they're going to win the league, have to win that game.
Mm-hmm. Need some more take on Fort William, and I'm sure that if you're in the Kyles camp, that's the game you'd prefer, because, you know, Fort William have a real kind of chance now to cause an upset and pile more pressure on Norman MacArthur's side.
Yeah, I actually fancy Newton Moore to really win this game quite easily. I just think Newton Moore have got the home tie. Fort William don't really have anything to play for apart from 2 points, and that's not a good situation to play against Newton Moore, because when they're determined, they're a very strong team, and, you know, they tend to win their home ties quite easily.
Mm-hmm. I know it's only half an hour, but the Newton Moore kick off at 3 p.m. Cas Athletic, their game will be half an hour old by the time Newton Moore get underway. Is that an edge? You know, will news filter through, perhaps?
I would just make sure there was no news coming from Canal Park, unless it was any news, actually. Even if Kyles were losing, I think it's still best to just go out and win the 2 points and then worry about the result after the game.
You spoke about those home games for Cas Athletic. I mean, they have got a number of home games against the bigger clubs as well still to come. Is that where the title is won and lost, in your opinion?
Yeah, Kyles, they've got Fort William, Canusie and Newton Moore to go down to them, and I think they... currently at the moment, with the goal difference and whatnot, they can afford to lose to Newton Moore and still win all their games. Mm-hmm. They haven't beaten Canusie down in Tynabrook for a number of years. That'll be difficult for them, but as you can see, Canusie were obviously building their team last week, because it was only 1-1 at Comalee. They might not go with the strongest team down to Tynabrook, because they've got to look after themselves. They've got to prepare for next season for the league.
Yeah, Newton Moore, they have Canusie next weekend. We'll obviously touch on that next week away from home. They've got Fort William this weekend. Two tough sides on their day. I know that you kind of fancy Newton Moore this weekend, but there are two sides who, you know, will be out to trip them up.
Yeah, we won't give it away, but I just think Newton Moore, you know, they knew how to win the league last year. They know what it takes, and I think they were mindful. They beat Fort William last game of the season at an air to win the league as well, so they won't lose this game, I don't think.
Yeah. It's so close now. We can see, you know, the finishing line there. The main prize, the Premier Division, is up for grabs. Like you say, Newton Moore still have, you know, the Scottish to play for as well. The finishing line is so close. Newton Moore have that experience. They won it last year. They know what they have to do in this next 4 or 5 weeks. Cas Athletic, is there a kind of maybe a chance for them to take their eye off the ball, having won 2 trophies already this season? Or they know what they have to do now?
I think James Paley has certainly got the guys at Kyles thinking in a specific manner, with just the one game at a time. I'm surprised I shouldn't say surprised they're still there, but I did think they would have faltered at some point. They haven't done it yet. I mean, they've managed to win the 2 trophies. Newton Moore, I do think, will all keep going right to the end. Whether they've got enough points in it to catch up with Kyles, I don't know. I think they're running out of games.
At the start of the season, we spoke about Kyles because they were the side who, impressed us all at the start, and we did kind of predict that. Well, you know, we did say that, you know, is this the week they slip up? But they just, you know, they just kept going, and perhaps, you know, on the basis of a season, they're the side who maybe deserve to go and win it.
I think they've scored the most goals, and they've been one of those teams that's been really dynamic, and they won last week without Fraser McDonald, who is the sort of fulcrum of the forward line, and that was why they possibly struggled in the forward line. But Newton Moore, they need to find more goals. They're not scoring enough goals. Last season they were scoring loads and loads of goals. Same boys, I don't quite know what's happened with them. They're just not getting the goals at the moment.
Yeah, difficult games for Cas Athletic to come. Obviously next week they're up against Fort William as all the big four clash next weekend. Elsewhere in the Premier Division this weekend, Inverary take on Canusie, and it's a must-win game again for Inverary. They're all going to be must-win games for them, because they're at the wrong end of the table. They're in that second bottom spot. They have to win at home against Canusie.
Yeah, and they'll be heartened with Canusie's result last week, with Comalee only 1-1. And I think, you know, Inverary's other games are away to Newton Moore and away to Kyles, you know, difficult games, so they'll be looking at that. And they are good at home as well, Inverary, that's the thing. So, yeah, they need the 2 points to stay up at this point.
I think a few weeks ago when we looked at it and said, you know, the games remaining with Lovett, Oban and Inverary, and Inverary did have the kind of difficult bunch there. But Canusie, the Premier Division has kind of gone for them. They're all about the Scottish Cup. That's their main focus. Maybe they might take an eye off the ball. They drew with Comalee at the weekend.
Yeah, and you wouldn't normally expect that. I know Comalee probably had some players back from the semi-final. They got defeated quite easily. But Inverary will know themselves that they'll be looking to see who's coming off the bus and thinking this is their best. They know it's their best chance to get 2 points. They have to get those 2 points plus the 2 against Glenorchy.
Mm-hmm. they can catch Lovett up on points if they win. And Lovett don't play at the weekend that they were supposed to play away to Glenorchy, a game that you'd suspect Lovett would be favourites for that one, and gives Lovett a real chance to pull away. But Inverary can catch them in terms of points and games, so it's going to be a real kind of exciting end to the season at the bottom of the table as well.
Yes, we knew it was going to be difficult. I don't know where Oban are. I mean, Oban can't be. They could possibly get dragged into it as well if Inverary and Lovett pick up more points than we anticipate. But if I was Lovett, I'd be disappointed if we didn't get a chance to get 2 points on the board. I'd rather just keep the points going. Yep. It's just psychological, but it's just, at the end of the day, 2 points in the bag. It's better to have them on the board and just, we should win that game.
I suppose all the boys at Lovett will be cheering on King Newsey this weekend as well. They'll be King Newsey's supporters. But yeah, I mean, if Inverary do get the 2 points, they will go above Oban. They do have 2 games in hand. But again, is that pressure on Oban, or will they, you know, they be comfortable? I mean, they are looking at next week. They're at home to Glenorchy.
Yeah, Glenorchy, you know, they've nothing to play for apart from it's one of the last days away from them, so they'll go down there and look to go and enjoy themselves. And part of enjoying yourself is putting in a good performance and winning. Mm-hmm. It was quite a towsy affair against Oban last time, and I know Glenorchy boys will be mindful that could be, you know, it may not be a terribly important game, but there'll be a lot of pride at stake in that game after the first game.
Yeah, I mean, we've already said, you know, that clubs going down there and, you know, they might take their eye off the ball, but I'm sure the managers won't be looking at it that way. They want to win, they want to get as much points as they can. And certainly, you know, the likes of King Youssi and Glenorchy, there's a real chance to get some guys in from the second teams and give them a real kind of first team experience.
It is a good chance, and then, you know, teams have to develop themselves for next season. Again, you know, Glenorchy, I know, will be going with a full strength team down there to try and get the 2 points.
Glenorchy and Lovett is postponed. Glenorchy will drop out of the Premier Division next season, and replacing them for sure is Kenloch Shiel from North Division 1. And earlier today I caught up with their manager, a delighted manager at that, Johnston Gill. Johnston, first of all, congratulations as well on winning North Division 1. Just how much does it mean to you to get that title?
Oh, just wonderful. All the players are absolutely over the moon. All the fans, but it's also good for the area. It's good for the Kinnefield area. Of this coming season, we'll have likes of Kyles up here playing at Curtin, which I don't think they've done before. Maybe Oban and Inverary teams who we have never seen up here in a long, long time. And obviously the big North teams as well, like Canusius, Newton Moores, and Fort Williams. So yeah, it's brilliant. The whole area is very pleased for us, I think. And we're pleased that we were able to deliver for them.
It's been a real fantastic season for you, you know, not only in the league as well, but the cups you've been impressive in as well, unbeaten in North Division 1. It's a kind of real fantastic achievement.
Oh, it is, yes, and that must go down to the players. These guys are utterly dedicated. There's no going away to rock festivals, and they put off their holidays and their weddings or whatever to accommodate the shinty. So, no, they do deserve all the praises out there. They really are. They're a fantastic bunch of guys.
You've got 2 games to go in North Division 1. First of all, Bewley this weekend as well, side who are kind of second behind you. But for you, you'll be just, you know, is it aim just to finish the season unbeaten?
Well, that would be nice. It would be good if we could do that. But obviously these guys, as I said, put things off over the summer and that. So if they're needing time off for certain things, then maybe we'll let them go and do that. But no, I still think we've got sort of, even if we have to take in a couple of boys in the fringes who can still do a good job for us, it's possible for us to finish unbeaten this season, yes, I think it is.
So that's you up now into the Premier Division next year. 2012 will be a big year for the club back in the Premier Division. Do you start work on that just now? Do you start looking at assessing your squad, or will that come later in the year?
No, we've actually been doing that already. We've played this season with the view of hopefully winning, and we have done, and we've kind of bloodied 4 or 5 youngsters, not for much time, but just to give them a taste of what it's like to be in their first team, and they've done very well. So we're going to have to try and fast track a few of these guys, because obviously next year when we're in the Premier League, it's going to be a lot harder, so I can envisage more injuries. We were very fortunate this season that we steered clear of injuries. And plus, with all the travelling and that, there might be some call-offs. So we're going to need a bigger and stronger squad, I think, to compete in the Premier League. But we just want to stay in it to start with and see how we progress from there.
Yeah, that's my next question to you as well. I mean, you know, the likes of Glenorchy come up this season and, you know, they're going back down. But, you know, for you to go up and survive in the Premier Division, you know, just how much will that mean to you?
Oh, that's our first game. And I think we've proved this season already. We've beaten Glenorchy and Larratt and running Canusi and Newton Moore quite close. And the season before Fort William on a couple of occasions. But we feel we can hold our place in the Premier League, and as I said, if we do that in the first season, then we can hopefully build on that and maybe compete at the very top of the Premier League, because the guys are all young yet. There's nobody over 30 in the outfield, the goalkeeper's the oldest man, and he can go on for a long time yet.
And winning as well, winning games breeds confidence, and, you know, for a winning side to go up, then, you know, that all the guys will be confident going into the games, and hopefully, you know, like you say, maintain your status in the Premier Division next year.
Yes, that's right. You know, I was speaking to a young Lockaran boy today, and, you know, he was saying that they were having problems getting the same players every week and stuff like that. But what you said there is absolutely right. Winning games is what it's all about, and it breeds confidence, and it breeds where everybody gets together and works hard together to go on and win games. When you're losing, that's very difficult to have that sort of harmony within your squad or whatever if you're losing on a regular basis.
Well, excellent stuff, Johnston. Enjoy the rest of the season, and once again, congratulations on getting promotion, and all the best for the rest of the year and the season ahead.
Okay, thanks very much for that.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
Johnston Gill, the Kinloch Shield manager, a very happy Kinloch Shield manager. Drew, Kinloch Shield will be playing Premier Division Shinty in 2012.
Yeah, deservedly so. Hopefully, it'd be nice to see them go through that league undefeated, because, you know, to win North Division 1 undefeated, I don't think anybody's done that for a long, long time. Johnston actually didn't sort of mention the fact that they've got a great youth set up there. I remember watching their under-17s last year in the Cup final, and they were the best under-17 team I'd seen, and I noticed this week they beat Skye under-14s as well. And to think that Kinloch Shield are beating Skye at that level, you know, when you think Skye are producing two teams, it's incredible what Kinloch Shield are doing, and whatever they're doing at Kinloch Shield, people should be taking note, because they seem to be getting everything right at the moment.
They're doing everything right, and they're up in the Premier Division now. And if it's right what you're saying, that they've got a real good youth structure there, then they can maintain their Premier Division status.
Hopefully, and I haven't seen a second team, but I imagine the second team's all young lads. I know they're not doing fantastically well in that North Division too, but they're playing against second teams of all Premier Division teams. So even at that level, they're doing really well.
Johnston quite confident, and rightly so after the season they've had, not only in the Premier Division, but they've mixed it with the big boys in the Cup competitions as well, and they've not disgraced themselves.
No, and I hope they don't disgrace themselves next season either. I'm sure they won't. And Johnston's talking about injuries, but I think North Division 1s, you probably pick up more injuries than you do in the Premier Division, because it's more pace and skill in the Premier, and you should get less knocks. Hopefully everybody gets less knocks in the Premier Division.
We've seen Kamali come up and do pretty well this season as well. Glenorchy, you know, sides like that. That's the aim, you know, is make sure that you can sustain your stay in the Premier Division.
Kinloch Shield, in a way, are quite similar to Kamali, because they rely very much on a forward line, as do Kamali. And I think it's an attacking shinty, isn't it, to see them actually rely on their forward line, whereas Glenorchy probably rely more on their defence.
The big teams, obviously. I mean, it's an exciting time to come up against Newton Moore, the Cowes Athletic, the Fort Williams, the Canusies. That's who everyone wants to play against week in, week out.
As Johnson said, it'll be great for the area. Not just, hopefully Lockarm will get a spin off from it, hopefully Skye will get a spin off, you know. Hopefully these youths will pick up more sticks and come and watch more Premier Division, shouldn't they?
Good stuff. And you know, the guys, obviously, we're still a while away from next season, but do you think that Kinloch Shield can do a job in the Premier Division next year?
I think they can, actually, yeah. I think probably because a lot of clubs wouldn't have been up to Kirkton. It's that's an unusual pitch to play on. Obviously, Kinloch Shield guys are really used to it and have a good system that they play on it, and they'll have the full backing of their community. They're really well supported. So, no, I would anticipate them having probably a mid-table finish.
They've got two more games to play before the end of the season, away to Bewley and away to Lochaber. a game on paper could have been a real exciting end to that season in North Division 1, but it's not to be. And Bewley as well, a side who are up to second and had a very good season as well, that is, you know, too, and a side to have maintained, you know, a level of consistency through the last couple of seasons, certainly. A side who perhaps maybe a side to look out for in North Division 1 next year.
Yeah, Bewley just a little bit on and off some days. I didn't realise it was Colonel Shields' last two games, so they'll learn, certainly earn their title if they if they get 100% record, because, you know, Bewley will definitely want to get points off Colonel Shields, and Lough Aber won't want to be beaten at Spembridge.
Johnston said that you know, he could shake the team up a little bit. He did say that you know, paid full credit to his players that you know, they turned down the likes of Rockness to you know, to stay in the first team and battle away and to be able to them for that. But he's now, you know, said to them that if they have to do whatever, then they're free to do that. And it gives them a chance to bring in the younger players, like you say, the promising kids and the youth, you know, structure to come in and get a chance.
Yeah, and if they do hit difficult times next season, they just have to remember that they have to stick together and, you know, remember the successes they had the previous season. Because when they go and get stuff, it's easy to stick together when you're winning. It's when you're getting tested, it becomes a bit more difficult.
Yeah, like I say, they take on Bewley this weekend in North Division 1, away to Lough Aber next weekend. Elsewhere this weekend in North Division 1, Lough Aber are away to Lough Aran. Then next weekend it's Lough Aber versus Kinloch Shiel, a game that on paper might have been a title. The side of Lough Aran are at home to Inverness, and Caberfae take on Bewley, but we'll look ahead to next weekend as and when, of course. In North Division 2 this weekend, it's a big one. Neetamore versus Fort William, the two second teams. And when you look at that top of the table, Neetamore beat Fort William in an early kickoff down there, have a chance of winning North Division 2.
Yes, it seems to be quite a competitive league, that. I haven't seen too much of Fort William, and I imagine Victor Smith has done really well with the young lads. I noticed, only because I noticed the goal scorers, it's all the young lads that are scoring the goals, which bodes well for Fort William. I've seen Newton Moore, a big strong team actually. A difficult game for both of them actually. It just depends who wants to win the title, I would think there.
Well, Neetamore have a chance to wrap it up early. Elsewhere in North Division 2 this weekend, Lough Aber are at home to Kinloch Shiel, and Skye take on King Usie. In North Division 3, only one game this weekend, and Lewis travel to Boleskine. And in South Division 1, a real cracker and a real chance to wrap up the title for Bute. And we talked about Kinloch Shiel back in the Premier Division. Well, Bute can you know, return at the first time of asking. They're at home to Glasgow Muirdargaile, a game that they did play each other a fortnight ago, but a game that we've been looking forward to for a while. And unfortunately, it could kill off South Division 1 a bit prematurely.
Yeah, Glasgow Muirdargaile have to win to keep the title alive. We anticipate Bute to win that at home. You know, it's a big day for them. They've been working really hard. I spoke to one of the Bute boys the other day, and he was saying that they can't wait to get back next season, mm-hmm. back in the Premier Division, back playing where they feel they should be. So, yeah, it'd be tough for Glasgow, but they're going to have a tough season getting out of that again next year.
For Bute, I mean, we just spoke about Kinloch Shiel there, and you know, gave them rightly so the plaudits for going through that division unbeaten, and rightly so up there as champions. But for Bute, you know, going into South Division 1 after being relegated, there was a lot of pressure on them. You know, they were the side that everyone was out to beat, and they've done really well to get through that, because it's a different kind of pressure, isn't it?
They had a choice to remain with the team that got relegated and try and get back up again, or maybe try and regroup and produce some of the younger boys. But I think, from what I understand, they've actually just decided to use the same guys again and come back up stronger again, and then, you know, retain the Premier Division status. That's probably more important for them, because I think it's the level, I think, from what I understand, the Bute guys is quite poor in that South Division 1. Mm-hmm. It's not quite like North Division 1 where people can progress.
Yep.
It just seems to be a massive step from South Division 1 into the Premier.
Mm-hmm. They did obviously beat Glasgow Muirdargaile a fortnight ago in a big game as well. If Glasgow Muirdargaile had won that, then it might have you know, caused a bit of a stir come the end of the season. But you know, Bute went away from home. Like I said, they've had a real good season. They've got some silverware in the cabinet as well. And, you know, surely, I mean, Barry Martin and his troops will want to get the title wrapped up as soon as possible.
Yeah, and that's a long way from Bute up to Kirkton.
A lot of travelling. And they're up in the Premier Division next season. They were the side to come down last season. They know what it takes to stay there.
beautiful, you know, they'll look to win as many of the home ties as they can. They'll be a difficult team. You wouldn't want to get them too early in the season. They'll be, you know, I mean, they started well two seasons ago and then faded quite badly. But they didn't enjoy this season being down there. They won't want to go back down too quick.
Nothing against the Glenorchy, of course, the kind of whipping boys this season. Glasgow Murdergyle had a bit of a difficulty in their debut season last year. Butte going up, Kinloch Shiel going up, it just makes the Premier Division look a bit stronger.
It does, actually, and particularly with Butte, you know, because they've got this Premier Division, you know, players have been there before, they've done it. Kinloch Shiel, they've got great support, I think, with the youths coming through. Oh, it'll be a difficult league next season again.
A very difficult one to call top and bottom.
Yeah, you know. I think it'll be the strongest Premier Division you'll have seen. It'll be frightening what point somebody will get relegated on this year.
Well, we're already previewing the 2012 Shinty season, and it's what, 6 months away. We're that much looking forward to it. There's other games in South Division 1 this weekend. Aberdour, take on Kilmorie. Ballyhoolish welcome Lochside Rovers, and Caas Athletic welcome Tainelt in South Division 2. Only the one game, and it's Butte versus Glasgow Murdergyle. That one kicks off at 12:30, followed by the big one at 2:30, which could be a good day for Butte.
Yeah. Well, I think they'll be getting their trophy polished just now and having their Sunday organised, I would imagine.
from our point of view, obviously with South Division 1, if it is wrapped up at the weekend, the North Division 1 wraps up. It's really kind of North Division 3 has been wrapped up. North Division 2 can be wrapped up. It's all kind of pointing in one direction. That's this Premier Division title race.
But the Premier Division may run till October, I think.
Who knows? We had some torrential rain here yesterday, so, you know, weather may strike.
No, I just think that, I can imagine Kyles and Newton Moore will be the last game of the season. I don't know if the fixtures are out yet, but you could imagine them sitting in the office thinking, right, they'll put Newton Moore to Tynemouth, last game of the season. Hopefully it's title decider.
And what a final game it would be.
Yeah, I'd be tempted to travel down. That's a long way for me, but I'd be tempted to go and watch it.
Well, that's right. I mean, yeah, it's just kind of all building up to one big finale. Hopefully we get that big finale. It's obviously, there's a lot of big games still to come, starting this weekend as well. Who knows, points could be dropped.
Yeah, I don't think so, though. I think the only shock win may be Inveraray, I would think, or at least getting a point. That would be the only one. Can't see Kyles letting it slip just now, and Newton Moore will be too strong for Fort Lauderdale.
Still all to play for then in the Premier Division. North Division 1 was wrapped up last weekend, and could North Division 2 and South Division 1 be wrapped up this weekend? That's it for this week of the MFR Shinty Show. Next week's show, we'll look ahead to some cracking ties as Fort William go to Caas Athletic in the Premier Division, and it's a small matter of another Badenoch derby as King UC welcome Newton Moore. Enjoy your weekend, wherever the Shinty takes you.